Off the coast of northern Israel, archaeologists have found ancient relics in the seabed where a gas pipeline is being built. But tapping into the undersea natural gas field known as Leviathan is not without controversy. Environmentalists and local residents worry thousands of years of treasures may be lost during the undersea construction project. NewsHour weekend correspondent Megan Thompson has the story.
In the waters off the coast of northern Israel, near the ancient port city of Dor, a team of divers has discovered earthenware jugs, anchors, and the remains of wrecked ships, some dating to the time of Phoenician and Roman sea trade. The Marine Archaeology Unit of the Israel Antiquities Authority is working with the pipeline's developer, which financed most of the research and recovery.
We work very closely with the Antiquities Authority here in Israel to make sure that should we discover such finds, we avoid causing harm to those areas.
Noble Energy says its project will not harm the environment. But some local environmentalists and residents oppose the planned offshore platform and pipeline and worry about what other treasures may be lost.
There is no way that you can check all the hundreds of kilometers of pipeline that are being done. We know only that for 5,000 years, shipwrecks are laying out here. Here in the site of a football field, we found already 28, so who knows how many more are in this region.
Protesters near the popular coastal area continue to object to the gas pipeline, which is Israel's largest energy project.
It's crazy that with the wind going this direction and the current going this direction, that you put the petrochemical industry 400 meters from the whole tourist industry, the resort area, from the most beautiful preserved beaches that you have in the country.